Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be recordings by Adrian Rollini with the Red and Myth groups. From 1922 to 1927, Rollini recorded basically with the California Ramblers or small bands within the California Ramblers, the Goofus Five, the Little Ramblers, and so on. But on June 20, 1927, for the first time, Rollini recorded with the Red Nichols' Five Pennies. In the fall of 1927, he organized the New Yorkers, a band that included several of the musicians from the by then defunct Gene Goldkett Victor Recording Orchestra. There was Bix, there was Trumbauer. He also had Jovenuti and Eddie Lang, and the fabulous Finn Sylvester Ahola. But in between June of 1927 and September of 1927, Rollini made several recordings with the Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, or Myth Molls and his Little Molars. And those are the recordings that I want to play in today's program. We'll start with the first recording that Rollini ever made with Red Nichols. This is June 20, 1927. We have Red Nichols on cornet, Myth Moore on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on reeds, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Ralph Burton, his brother Vic Burton, on drums. And on June 20, 1927, the group recorded Cornfed. 5 days later, on June 25, 1927, the same group made a recording of Mean Dog Blues. And Stephen Stroff, in his book about the Redhead, tells us that the intro, Mean Dog Blues, is reminiscent of Delirium. And then Rollini plays with Nichols and Burton punctuating. That is followed by a Lang solo. Moll then comes in, and there is an excellent piano solo by Arthur Schott, and then the ensemble chorus finishes the recording. So here is the first recording of Adrian Rollini, the Red Nichols and Myth Moll, first June 20, 1927. 1927, then June 25, 1927, Corn Fed and Mean Dog Blues.
Thank you.
Between June and September 1927, Rollini recorded mostly with the California Ramblers, although he had one recording with Annette Henshaw and one with Giovenuti's Blue Four. But the recordings that I want to play today are the ones that he made with Red Nichols and Miff Moll. So we go now to August 15th, 1927, and we have Red Nichols and his many, many more than five pennies. Red Nichols, Leo McConville, and Manny Klein on cornet, trumpet, Miff Moll trombone, Adrian Rollini bass saxophone, McDonough is on guitar, Burton on drums, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Fud Livingston on tenor sax, he's also the arranger, Lenny Hayton on piano and celesta, and that's it. It's a relatively large group. Clearly, by August of 1927, the small groups that Red Nichols and Miff Moll were using was beginning to change, and here we really have a relatively large band. The recordings I want to play are Riverboat Shuffle and Eccentric, both arranged by Fud Livingston. Eccentric is a terrific tune, in my opinion anyway, and it's a very good arrangement by Livingston. There is a four-bar Pee Wee Russell introduction, and then two trumpets, followed by more two trumpet work and clarinet breaks, a Rollini solo, very inventive, more duo trumpet chorus, reminiscent, according to Stephen Stroff, to what Gold Cat did on Sunday and My Pretty Girl. So let's listen then to Red Nichols and his five pennies. In fact, many more than five pennies, one of them being Adrian Rollini. Riverboat Shuffle, the Carmichael tune, first recorded by the Wolverines. And then Eccentric, 1927. Thank you. On the same day, August 15, 1927, and the same group, except that Manny Klein is not included, the Red Nichols and his Five Pennies recorded two additional tunes. First, Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider. That's the old Benny Leonard vaudeville tune, an arrangement by Lenny Hayton, and then an original tune by Fud Livingston, also arranged by him, that's Feeling No Pain. Obviously, the Red Nichols liked this tune very much because he recorded it four times. So let's listen then to first Ida, a terrific recording, then Feeling No Pain, another terrific recording, Red Nichols and his many, many more than five pennies, August 15th, 1927. Richard Sodhalter comments in Lost Chords about the activities of Adrian Rollini in the spring of 1927. And I read, by late spring of 1927, Rollini was sufficiently in demand on his own to have decided it was time to make a move. He gave Kirkby his notice and right away began recording regularly with an expanded circle of associates, which included the best white players then working around New York. And then he cites the recordings of Red Nichols that I played and the ones by Miff Mole that I will play. He also has a very interesting comment about what Rollini brought to these recordings. So, following the list, he writes, quite a list, and it seems obvious that Rollini had a more than salutary effect on his surroundings. Each small entente, Big Stram, Nichols, Mole, Venuti, Lang, had made excellent records before and would do so again. But there was something in the sound Rollini contributed, the way he dealt with matters of rhythm and ensemble, above all in his sheer musical presence, that seemed able to spur his companions to exceed even their own high standards. He had a strong, surprisingly aggressive way of playing, said Spencer Clark. I just played the six sides by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies with Adrian Rollini, and the next six sides are going to be by Miff Mole and his Little Molers, again with Adrian Rollini. The first recording of Miff Mole and his Little Molers with Adrian Rollini is from August 30, 1927. Red Nichols, cornet, Miff Mole, trombone, Pee Wee Russell, clarinet, Bud Livingston, tenor sax, Adrian Rollini, bass sax, Artie Schott on piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, as well as Lang on guitar, and Burton on drums. Again, we have a relatively large group, which includes Pee Wee Russell and Fud Livingston. Apparently, Red Nichols was very much impressed by the quality of what Pee Wee and Fud were doing at this time, so he brought them or suggested to Miff Mole that they be included in these recordings or in this recording session. First, I'm going to play Imagination. It's a composition by Fud Livingston, and it seems to be built around Mole's trombone style. I'll follow that with Feeling No Pain. This is one that Mole that was recorded four times. I believe this is the second recording. It's up-tempo, and there is a trumpet clarinet introduction before Pee Wee Russell takes a chorus. Then comes Rollini. So let's listen then to Miff Mole and his Little Molers, August 30, 1927. First Imagination, then Feeling No Pain. Thank you. One additional recording was made on August 30. That was the original Dixieland One Step, again an up-tempo tune, highly virtuosic. The next day, on September 1st, the same band recorded three sides. I'm going to play the first of these now and the other two later. September 1st, 1927, the same group, and the tune that I'm going to play is My Gal's Cell. So here is Miff Mole with his Little Molars, August 30, the original Dixieland One Step, September 1st, My Gal's Cell.
¶¶
I'm going to wind up the program with the remaining two recordings from the September 1st, 1927 recording session. Miff Maul and His Little Maulers, first Honolulu Blues, and then the New Twister. One of the Little Maulers is the great Adrian Rollini. September 1st, 1927, Honolulu Blues, the New Twister. In the fall of 1927, Adrian Rollini was becoming independent of the California Ramblers. He had been with them for about 5 years. And he now was recording with lots of the best white musicians in the New York area: Big Stram, Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, Red Nichols, Miff Ball. So these are really a set of first-class recordings that show the quality of white jazz in the 1927 era. Well, let's get back to Biggs now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Biggs is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Biggs Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Biggsography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Biggs is alive.